Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and don't forget, TV show for you that are in the Toronto, Canada area. Well, today is not going to be a TV show, but we will have a radio show with an amazing guest all the way from beautiful California. My goodness, it's early today. It is a regular time, 6:30, and we are so excited to be talking to an amazing entrepreneur. But before I do that, I want to make sure that I thank all of you, all the 48 countries worldwide that are listening to us, not perhaps now, because this show is live, but perhaps they're listening later because it is recorded, right? It is recorded. And we also translate this into our YouTube channel as well. So we get both of the best everything. And also I want to thank all of you who had been hanging in there. We did have quite a bit of repeated shows because, as you know, it's summer and we do take a couple of weeks off. And so we do the best shows throughout the year. We replay them, and that was great. So thank you for your support, everyone. Thank you for all your emails and your comments on social media. And also when I've been traveling throughout, I did it is Canada's 150. So I did a tour throughout Canada. We took 3 weeks off, and we drove. We did a road with our family throughout from east to west. It was incredible. Canada is beautiful, and obviously many places in the world as well. Anyhow, if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Show, now that we are back and regular in our regular rhythm, we are taking always interesting guests. And the email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. CA for beautiful Canada. Our website is the Lizzie T Show. We are all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are tweeting as well. And so, yeah, send us a note, and we will definitely love to accommodate you as well to be here on the show. Also, if you are interested in being on our TV show or YouTube channel, we do record once a month, and obviously we are definitely accommodating you. We did some recording, pre-recorded already, and we will be doing more throughout the year as well. For you, there are a musician. We are definitely looking for you. We do have quite a bit of submission on MP3. So, Stefan, thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And we will love to promote and help new music that are, you know, we know that industry is a difficult industry, but we are here to support you 150%. We love to play your rap, your gospel, your opera. The genre really doesn't matter. Anyhow, before we run out of time, because it is a short show and time flies here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, I would love to introduce you. If you've seen on our pictures on Facebook and Twitter, Roy Taylor. He is a very young entrepreneur, only 24 years old, right from California, and formerly a Sony signed music producer. He has now, and it is, the CEO of a popular Instagram marketing platform called InstaFrame. Love to hear a lot about it. Roy is currently in a mission to help over 10,000 entrepreneurs and upcoming creative to become more influencers. And that is really the key. How do we become? How is our presence? I haven't even introduced him yet, or brand mama, and I'm already asking questions. How do we get that influence in social media? So let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause, just how we know how to do it here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And my applause. Welcome, Roy, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this afternoon for you and evening for me?
Yeah, I'm doing really great. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure, hon. It is my pleasure. I'm very curious. You're so young, 24, already the CEO of your own company. You formerly signed with Sony, and now you're coming up with a brand new platform. What brought this all up?
Man, you know, it was just a unique combination. An interesting story. I was on a podcast earlier telling somebody how, you know, when I was a kid, my parents used to always tell me, oh, get off those computers and get off the video games. And those are just games and they'll never make you any money. It's a waste of time. And It's funny because that actually ended up, you know, inspiring me to get into, you know, technology and computers, apps. And, you know, as you know, there's so much money there. I mean, look at, you know, one of the richest, youngest men in the world, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he's got over $50 billion, and he's just a nerd from his college dorm room, you know? So, yeah, that's really what inspired me.
That is awesome, but I'm still curious because video games, and I'm on my kids' case all the time, you know, being in social media, unless you're doing something very constructive, and I always, you know, tell my kids, unless you are creating a YouTube video or unless you're doing something to make money,
right,
to me, it is a completely waste of time. However, this is you. This is your story. You were, you know, in the internet. In your parents' eyes, you were wasting your time. But here you are. You're making money. And how did that turn around that you thought, wait, there is so much money to make here. I think I can break even or, you know, help other people. And that's the part that I'm really curious about. How do you help people with your ideas? And tell us a little bit about how you came with the name. I love it. InstaFrame. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, really it's just like catching on to trends. You know, as I saw that over the last couple of years, you know, apps became more powerful, you know, everybody's on their iPhone, right? You know, people aren't looking on billboards anymore for advertisements. Instead, they're always looking at their phone. So I said, you know, that's where the money is because that's where people's attentions are. And yeah, so I ended up, you know, finding out about that. And then I realized that, you know, social media is very, very powerful. People are able to become influencers. And, you know, we look at all of our idols. We look at all of the biggest musicians, all the biggest public speakers, and they're all building their social media. You've seen how YouTube has helped, you know, explode, you know, millions of people's careers. So I just really caught on to that trend. And I realized that, you know, somebody taught me, he said, don't chase money, chase influence, because influence, because money chases influence, right?
And I love that. I love that.
Yeah. And so that's when I came up with InstaFrame, which is my Instagram marketing platform. And, you know, just a little bit about that, you know, it's an automated platform that basically drives targeted organic traffic to your Instagram all day long. So, you know, I imagine that if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an upcoming model, musician, you know, no matter who you are, what you do, you know, you're probably looking for a social media presence. And the truth is that you probably can't spend all day on social media. I mean, Lizzie, I know you're super busy. I'm super busy. And a lot of the people that we meet, you know, they have to be working on their craft or their business. So I wanted to come up with a way that I could help people without consuming too much of my own time. So I built, like, you can almost call it like an assistant in the background of your Instagram. And what it's doing is it's targeting, you know, the most active followers of any page you want. So, you know, let's say you're targeting other radio shows or you're targeting other musicians that are similar to you, and we'll go find their fans, we'll go engage with them for you, and basically you'll see a massive increase of followers, notifications, people will want to talk to you. And, you know, something really important I learned is, you know, business isn't money. Business is relationships. I'm sure you can agree, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it doesn't matter how much money you spend promoting yourself or paying for advertisement. Bottom line is, I know you because of Diane. Diane knows me because of Dan, and so forth and so on. So it's a culture, and you trust people that trust you, and they look after you. So this is, if you are creating something that is similar to that relationship that you have with people, my goodness, you have discovered gold. And how do people go and sign up? Do they have a yearly membership? Do they pay as they go? How does that work?
Yeah, so I wanted to make it really affordable. You know, listen, I'm a young, you know, entrepreneur. I realize that a lot of people don't have a lot of money and are not willing to put so much money into their online business, especially if they're just starting up. So I made it really affordable. It's about $1.30 a day. And it's a monthly subscription, so it's $39.97 a month. And it's no, you know, contract, no fees. It's just straight $39.97. And it works every single day, so you don't have to, you know, worry about somebody, you know, maybe busy with somebody else. No, this is your own personal assistant working 24/7 for you.
That is cool. That is cool. And it's very, very affordable. I mean, most of us spend a lot more in Starbucks monthly than anything else, but that's awesome. Also, and for musicians, and a lot of the musicians that I interview here in the show, that's one of the things that they always complain is that they wish that they could have a bigger social media presence and be more influential to other people, writers, coaches. That is one of the key things that they're having trouble with. And this method, your platform, your app, it is an app, right?
It is. Well, you know what? Right now we're actually building out the app, but it's completely available just via our website. You know, it's about to be, I think, one of the biggest things that are out there. And like we said, you know, organic relationships and, you know, influence will drive your business online, will create more relationships, and ultimately, I think, will help you achieve your goal faster.
That is exactly what most people are looking for. More business people are looking for. People, again, that are selling their books. I mean, this will be phenomenal help for them. We have a lot of coaches going through, and they want to get more and more speaking engagements and sell their coaching they come to the radio, and that's one of the things that they're hoping. So this will be so easy for them to put it on their app and definitely help their career. This is phenomenal. One of the themes of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, which you're doing a fantastic job, Roy. This is great. Contact info. So for people that want to reach you, and that's one of the greatest thing about the internet is that you can, reach all over the world. And thanks to the Lizzie T Show, obviously, we're on over 40 countries. Where can people reach you?
Okay, well, people can personally reach me on my Instagram or my Facebook. And it's Roy Taylor, R-O-Y, and the last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. But, you know, I would really recommend people to go straight to the website and really check it out for themselves. We have an amazing design. You know, I have, a lot to thank my team. You know, Lizzie, I know that you know this, but, an entrepreneur's success is really his team. So I'm really humbled by the fact that my team has, you know, done such a phenomenal job. Our website is www.instafame. So it's instafame.social, social. And people can go sign up there. Yep.
I will have everyone the link there is right now on my social media, Facebook and Twitter, the link for this show. And right underneath, I will have the link for the website for you guys to go straight and sign up. And obviously this fellow, my goodness, you're so young. The sky is the limit for you. You have the whole world. I can see you doing amazing things and good for you. Now on that note, how supportive now that your parents, you know, probably they got a little bit on your case for spending too much time on the computer. What are they saying now? How supportive are they? Is their reaction of family members, older family members, that they never saw what you able to foresee. And that's one of the things I love about young entrepreneurs, that they have this vision. You know, we kind of older people, we have a little bit of a tunnel vision, but you guys can just foresee, you know, 10, 15 years on the road. And how are they, how are your parents, your family members and friends reacting to what you're doing right now?
Well, I think it's just like how you would react. You know, I think they're pretty shocked, you know, but they've definitely accepted it. They've seen that, you know, it works. We have over 1,000 members and growing every single day. So, you know, it's just kind of a culture shock for them. But, you know, I think they're very, very supportive, and they definitely love that I'm pursuing what I love to do. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, people should follow what they love to do, because there's money in everything, right?
It's true. It's true. And I'm glad that your parents are supportive. Now they can see, you know, there wasn't all a waste of time being on the computer and checking things out. Now, one of the things that I noticed about your bio is that you signed with Sony. Were you a musician or just, you know, you had a music company? Because this is not completely different, because rearranging songs and working in that kind of, it's sort of similar industry, but were you into music before and this is something new, or you just kind of combined both things and made it greater?
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I started playing a lot of instruments, and then I'm actually a music producer, so I'm in the studios with a lot of these artists, a lot of upcoming artists, and really that's where this need came for. You know, I learned from my mentor, Grant Cardone, that, you know, if you build a second business, build it similar to your first business, so you can kind of combine the two, right? So, yeah, I just realized I was meeting all of these people, all these upcoming acts, musicians, models, producers, labels, blogs, and they were all asking me, hey, grow my social media. And that's where Instagram came from.
Wow, that is phenomenal. You have an awesome mentor. I mean, kudos to him and applause to you that you're able to get all that information, grasp it, and take it in and then run with it. Because you could have said, nah, not for me, not today, maybe another day, maybe another lifetime, but you really grab on and you pursued it. This is fantastic. Now, what are the plans? And let's go forward another 5-10 years. What are the plans for the future? And those are the theme of the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. How you see yourself with this amazing invention? I call it an invention, idea, vision. You know, you're such a visionary. Do you see, you know, more to this and or expanding or selling it perhaps, you know, be worth billions in the future? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I always had a grand vision. I always knew that I could do a lot more. You know, I never set a limit on my goals. And so I think that Instafame can go really far. You know, unfortunately, its lifetime can only last as long as Instagram's lifetime. But the concept behind it can go on forever, because as you notice, there's more and more new apps. And so I have an amazing development team. We're already working on new platforms to work you know, to help people build their influence. And as far as me personally, you know, I see, you know, my idols such as Mark Zuckerberg, or the guys who created Snapchat, and a lot of these guys that are creating these apps, and you know, they're easily billionaires. I wouldn't say easily, right? But they've kind of paved the path.
There was some work work behind the scenes, but you can tell. I mean, we're seeing the results right now of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And oh my goodness, I'm a little bit older than you, and I can see how this has definitely changed the world. My kids are living in a totally different environment that I used to live, and it's not going to stop. It's going to get farther and farther, and you are on top of it. You are
if I can give parents a little bit of advice, you know, something that really helped me out, the advice that I'm going to give to my kids, I would tell them, you know, push your kids to do what they love to do. You know, a lot of the times, you know, we as parents, you know, want our kids to follow the guidelines, want them to follow the norm or something that's
mm-hmm.
secure. But, you know, the future belongs to the kids who never stop dreaming and never stop believing that they could do whatever it is that they wanted. You know, there's people trying to get to Mars now. There's people trying to do the most incredible things. So, you know, don't limit your children and push them to do what they love to do. And regardless of the outcome of that thing, you know, just be really supportive, because you really never know when the time comes at 18, 20, 22, 24, they just might be that next Mark Zuckerberg, you know? And I think that support goes a long, long way.
I love it. And you know what? You are way ahead of me. And I was just going to ask you that. What would be the advice that you would give, you know, my audience that are listening now, perhaps not right now, but they will be listening later on, you know, when you have an idea and there you have it, be supportive. But for somebody who's thinking of coming with a new app or having, you know, something completely, perhaps in our eyes, in my eyes, would be crazy. What were the tricks? Because obviously it's a lot of work. This is not simple. It's not easy as it looks. But what would be your advice for if they stumble or they're going through some difficulties or they think, okay, this is not going to work, let me give up. What would be your advice for somebody that is doing something similar to what you're doing right now?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, find the white space in the market. Find a service or an app or an idea, whatever it is, and kind of figure out that idea based on where is there a gap in the market. And then once you find out that need that people are looking for, you know, just contact software developers. You know, it's actually one of the biggest upcoming jobs. It's going to be one of the, you know, highest paying jobs in the future. So I would really just recommend people to go out there, you know, construct the idea, get it down on paper. That's what Tony Robbins said. He says, you know, an idea is never real until you put it down on paper. And once you do, you know, again, it's all about the network, Lizzie, right? So, you know, just go out there and network with the right people, software developers. And, you know, I always say to people, there is no competition. The world is too big to even focus on the competition. So just figure out what you want to do and just go full out on it. And I guarantee you, you will succeed if you love it enough.
Good for you. And there you are, giving more advice to my listener. I love it. I love it. And it's true. I speak to a lot of people that, you know, they ask me, what do I do? And some of them have said, oh, another radio show. But nobody does what I do because I am unique. And there is only one me in the world. And,
right.
And when people said, I don't want to work on that idea because somebody else has thought of it, I always frown upon people that tell me that, because there's nobody like you. And what you're doing right now, yes, there's some similar things, but you're the only one doing Insta fame, and I love it. I love it, and I think you're going to be doing great things, Roy, and you are going to be far, and I'm so happy and privileged and honored that you were here, you know, for the very first time in Toronto, Canada, and I'm going to be hearing lots of wonderful things about you, and I'm going to say, hey, I had a first, and I probably going to be seeing you on national television, on international, and CNN, and I will be so proud to say I had it first. So thank you
awesome.
So much for sharing your knowledge, your expertise, and sharing your ideas with us. And everyone who's listening to us right now, please check the link that I will be posting just in a couple of more minutes and check them out. If you have any questions at all for me or for Roy Taylor, email me at radio@lizt.ca, or I will pass on the information to an amazing young entrepreneur. I'm very proud of you. If your parents are listening right now, they should be honestly very, very proud of you, because I'm definitely, I, you know, first time I hear about you, and I'm already very proud of you. So thank you so much for being on the show. I can't believe, you know, half an hour has just gone by like this, but I'd love to have you back with new ideas and new developments on your business, and all the best.
Thank
Any
you
last
so much.
Word?
Thank you, thank you for all the listeners. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye for now. And that was everyone, Roy Taylor. My goodness. Oh, I love to have people like this in the show, because they're so go-getter and they do so many wonderful things, and they inspire us. And that's really what I do this show, is just to be able to inspire you and to have, you know, that concept that anything that you want in life can be done if you put your heart, purpose, and don't think that this has been done already, because here we are. And I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This has not been done. Roy Taylor is doing it, and is doing it very well. Continuing on, everyone, our musical section is coming up. We do have a selection. Thank you so much, Stefan, for submitting your MP3. The song is called Crazy, and here we are. And enjoy it, everyone.
I need you by my side. My love for you I can't deny. Why am I so blind? I'm not in the right frame of mind. Couldn't see past my insecurities. Is that the reason you committed adultery? I'm lying here next to you, so desperate, I need you this bad. You're a disease that I wish I never had.
I'm going crazy over you. Crazy over you. Crazy over you. I'm losing my mind.
As I watch you get dressed and leave my place, I look in the mirror, can't see my face. It's like there's nothing left of me. You keep using me and using me. I'm not what you need. When you're feeling lonely, it's time for me.
I'm going crazy over you.
Yeah.
dreaming of you and me. We're making love, baby, constantly. I need you by my side. My love for you I can't deny. Why am I so blind? I'm not in the right frame of mind. Couldn't see past my insecurities. Is that the reason you committed adultery? I'm lying here next to you, feeling sick that I came back to you. Am I so desperate? I need you this bad. You're a disease that I wish I never had. As I watch you get dressed and leave my place, I look in the mirror, can't see my face. It's like there's nothing left of me. You keep using me and using me. I'm not what you need. When you're feeling lonely, it's time for me. She smiles at me.